This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to House Transportation this morning. I want to welcome all of our internet listeners that were so patiently waiting for the Senate to have their committee wrap up this morning so that we could get in here and get convened. Reminder for everybody to turn off those cell phones. And with that, Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll? And before you do so, I know that Representative Chase and Representative Blair are excused for today. And I don't see Representative Milstead yet, so she's excused for now. I don't know if she'll join us later. We'll let you know.
Representative Sporto.
Here.
Chase. Excused. Derby.
Here.
Koth.
Here.
Milstead. Excused. Otten.
Here.
Overwick.
Here.
Randall.
Here.
Tiedemann.
Here.
Willitson.
Here.
Wink.
Here.
Blair excused. And Fink.
Here.
Mr. Chair, you have 10 present and 3 excused.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We do have a quorum present. We will proceed on. Do I have a motion from a member of the committee to approve the minutes from the previous meeting? Got a motion from Representative Randolph and a second from Representative Koth. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the approval of the minutes will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes are approved. Excellent. We're going to remind our testifiers to make sure you sign in. And if we have any lobbyists here, please make sure that you've got the correct badges on. Handouts will go through the pages. And with that, if we would have our pages come forward, introduce yourselves so we know what school you're from and hometown and how many are in your class. And Representative Wilson, do we have any other questions for them today? Something interesting you've learned in the last week and a half while you've been here. You've seen a lot, so that should be a pretty easy list to come from.
Well, good morning. I'm William Gosicki from Aberdeen Ron Colley High School. I'm a senior. And I guess something I've learned is that after crossover day, things get a lot easier.
Excellent. Excellent observation.
Wait till the last week.
I'm Erica Ingerson from Eureka. I am a junior at Eureka Public School. There are 7 other kids in my class, and something I've learned is about how the meetings are run, and I thought that was really cool.
Very good. Well, we're glad you guys are learning a little something while you're here anyway. All right, with that, do we have any personal privileges to come before the committee this morning? Representative Overweg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I could do that. My lovely wife and oldest daughter is sitting in the crowd. I don't know if they're going to see much action here today, but I'll just probably be still. Thank you.
Sounds good. Welcome to committee. And for those of you online, that's the entirety of our audience. Well, and then we've got the esteemed representative that's pitching the next bill, so... With that said, if we have no other further personal privileges to come before the committee, we will take up our one and only bill that we have on the agenda today, which is Senate Bill 161, an act to revise the qualifications to serve as a trustee of a county road district. Are there any proponents this morning on Senate Bill 161? Good morning, Representative Odenbach.
Good morning, and thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am the proponent, Scott Odenbach, representing District 31. Which is all of Lawrence County and which has a number of road districts, and it's why I'm here helping out Senator Johns. He's the prime on this Senate bill, and I agreed in discussions with him and some of our constituents to be the prime in the House on this bill. So it's pretty simple and straightforward. There's a lot of ways, as you all know, being on the Transportation Committee, to maintain and take care of our rural roads. Sometimes the counties do it, sometimes the townships do it. A lot of times in the Black Hills, people form road districts to do it. It's a statutorily created process, and they then elect a board to run the affairs of the road district. And what this bill does and the issue that it's addressing, which was brought to us and which I've seen, frankly, a few times in my own law practice dealing with these kind of issues, is You have people who, you have a lot of folks from out of state, from out of the area that own properties in the Black Hills as a second home. It's in a road district. They get elected to the board of the road district. And the issue that's been brought to us is that's great, but if you got a 2-foot snowfall or a 3 inches of rain and a culvert washed out, and there's questions about what do we do now, and the president of the district board members are absentee, it kind of leaves the people who live there holding the bag sometimes. And so had a few discussions about the way to address it. This bill does that. It's amendments to 3112A1.1. And what we did is we just added two sentences to the end of the statute. The statute talks about the areas where you can form a road district, and we added to serve as a trustee of a county road district that has 100 or more eligible voters, the person shall be a resident and landowner of the district. So you've got to live there so you're around to deal with problems that pop up. And then to serve as a trustee of a county road district with less than 100 eligible voters, a person shall be a landowner who owns real property within the district. So that's a different standard, just own land in it. But if it's got more than 100 eligible people, you've got to reside there. And as you know, the more people, the more problems. And so that was the, I guess you could say, best way to hammer out a solution to the issue that had been identified. So I will stand by for any questions if you have them. Thank you.
Sounds good, and I think you can probably just stay seated there. Are there any further proponents this morning on Senate Bill 161? Any further proponents? And we don't have anybody online this morning, so we'll move to opponents. Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 161? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll open it up to committee questions. Committee, is there questions? Representative Wink.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You say 100 total residents or 100 owners or properties or?
Mr. Chairman, thank you, Representative Wink. So what it says 100 or more eligible voters, and generally within a road district, the way that they're set up is they have criteria to vote on road district matters within the formation documents. Generally, it's defined as, you know, if you own property within it, you are a voter. If you own 5 lots in it, you get 1 vote. Yeah. So that's how it's so you'd have 100 or more people eligible to cast a vote within the district.
Okay. Follow-up?
Follow-up. Go ahead.
Is there a legal definition for resident? How many days of a year do you have to be there to be classified as a resident?
Mr. Chair,
go ahead.
That's a good question, Representative Wink. I don't know that this obviously doesn't define that.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's an issue there, that may be one. And I think the intent of the bill, and if Senator Johns was here, he might better be able to answer that than I am. I believe the intent was to just have this as the possibility and maybe not be so specific in the criteria.
Okay. I was just curious as to somebody that might go south for a couple of months in the winter or something like that, whether that would disqualify them for that or not. Just curious. Thank you.
Further questions from the committee? Anything further? Representative Tiedemann?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And this question may not directly deal with this bill, but my question in my mind, having just come from taxation, can the road district then tax? And then further, the other part of the question, do the trustees, can they set up the assessment if it's not a tax? Thank you.
Go ahead. Well,
thank you, Mr. Chair. So if I heard the question is correct, is can a road district tax? And what was the second part of the question?
Mr. Chair. And the second part is then can the trustees, the people that are in charge, can they set the assessment or the tax? Or does it have to be by the voters?
Thank you, Ms. Chair. Thank you. I think the way it works is in the formation documents for the road district, it's similar to a homeowners association in that respect, in that they set up the ability of the board and their relative powers to levy assessments on the people in there. I think that those assessments can be added to their property tax bills, so similar to a tax, but it all is governed then by the board. And generally, if you're smart and you set them up right, you have, you know, notice requirements for adding any things like that at an annual meeting, et cetera, et cetera. So there is an ability for the trustees to, you know, levy the fees upon the people that are in it to cover the costs.
Thank you. Any further questions? Seeing none, we will close the public comment portion and questions and move into committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Overweg.
I move Senate Bill 161 do pass.
Motion.
Second.
Motion from Representative Overweg do pass on Senate Bill 161. Second from Representative Koth. Comments on your motion, Representative Overweg?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. Any further comments? All right. Very good. With that said, we will move on to our final action on Senate Bill 161. The motion is do pass. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Representative Sporto.
Aye.
Chase. Excused. Derby.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Milstead. Excused. Otten.
Aye.
Overwick.
Aye.
Randolph.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Willardson.
Aye.
Fink.
Aye.
Blair. Excused. Fink.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, you have 10 ayes and 3 excused.
With a majority of the members voting in favor, the motion is declared passed. And House and Senate Bill 161 will head to the House floor, and the chair will certify consent. So there's no opposition. Okay. We'll put that on consent. Representative Odenbach, if you'll carry that to the Republican caucus, and Representative Bordeaux, if you'd carry that to the Democratic caucus, I'd appreciate it. With that, that concludes our committee this morning. We do not have any further bills that have been assigned at this point in time, so I don't think we will have any further committee meetings to take up official business. I know there's been some talk maybe next week if there's some downtime of some other informational-type briefings, but we'll just kind of play that by ear as we move forward. So with that, is there a motion to adjourn? Representative Tiedemann's got the motion to adjourn, seconded by Representative Randolph. All those in favor of adjournment will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.